going to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. Mark, the ninth chapter. Mark, the ninth chapter, and we're going to start reading at verse 17-29. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody have it, would you say amen? Chapter 9 of Mark, verse 17. And we'll read on down. We want to talk about tonight prayer and fasting. Amen. We want to talk about not one. We want to talk about them both. Amen. And what they can really do for you. Amen. What prayer and fasting can really do for you and what it can really do for me. Amen. Okay. We're going to go on and read. Start our reading. And it said, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have bought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. In other words, not just calling him dumb like he's dumb or stupid or nothing like sometimes people call one another or call their children. But if people really knew what that meant, they wouldn't even be calling people that. But he's speaking about a dumb spirit. It means a mute spirit, a speech. A person can't talk. Amen. They don't have no speech. A dumb spirit that made this man could not talk. He had a mouth, but he couldn't talk. You know people that can't talk. There's people on this earth that can't hear, they can't talk. This man had a dumb spirit. The Bible called it a spirit. It didn't say this dumb, it said a dumb spirit. So different types of afflictions and things like that, they're spirits. Amen? And they're evil spirits. Amen. So this man, he said, and one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have bought unto thee my son. This was this man's son. And he said, which have a dumb spirit, a mute spirit, a spirit that could not talk. And some people would classify it's tied tongue, where it couldn't speak, couldn't utter anything out of the mouth. And he said, and whatsoever he taketh him, this man is talking about his son. He said, wheresoever he taken him, he teared him. He's talking about this spirit. He said, wheresoever he taken him, he teared him. In other words, he ripped the man apart. And he foamed. The man foamed and gashed with his teeth and pining away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not. We're talking about prayer and fasting. Amen. We're getting to a point while we're using this particular scripture. Amen. So disciples came this man came to Jesus, Master, and telling him about his son. This child was like this for a while. Amen. And he had that dumb spirit where he could... kept him from talking. He can speak and talk like we could. And so, and he said, and he began to tell him that this spirit, the same spirit that his son has, they say, and wheresoever he taken him, wheresoever this spirit would take his son, he would tear him. In other words, he would tear him, and he would foam and gash with his teeth and pine it away. And he said, I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not. The disciples said, they were telling Jesus, this man had a dumb spirit, had a spirit. And he said, I went to your disciples. Because he knew the disciples followed Jesus and with Jesus, and they seen Jesus casting out devils and everything. Healing the sick, casting out devils, and everything. So they want to know, if you with him all the time, how come they couldn't do what you do? So that's why he came to the master, which was Jesus. And he said, and they could not cast, they could not. And Jesus answered, and they didn't say Jesus, but this is who's talking about it. And he answered him and said, Jesus answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? Or how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. They told him, say, bring this man with this spirit, with son. He said, bring him here, because the disciples couldn't help him. Amen. How many know you can be a disciple if you don't apply yourself to the word and do what you learn? You can be useless like they were at that time. Not being able, you can't, they have to bring it back to the master. But just think, if you got a situation even in your life or your home, you can't always depend on the pastor or depend on somebody. You got to have enough power and have enough guiding you. Amen. This is what ministry is about, is to teach people and coach people and enlighten people how what God is saying in his word, so they can know how to act on different situations. Amen. Amen. So that's what the man was thinking, that the disciples should have been able to do what the master did. And Jesus began to say, "Oh, faithless generations, how long shall I be with you? Or how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." Verse 20, it said, "And they brought him unto him." They brought this man unto Jesus. "And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed and foamed." The devil knew the spirit in that man, the spirit that was in that man's son, knew who Jesus was. Amen. And when the demons or devils know that you got the Lord in you, that's what happened. They get terrified because they know that God's giving you the authority to cast them out. Amen? Amen. Amen. You got that authority. You got that authority if you walk in that authority. How many know you don't have that authority? We don't have that authority. We can't use that authority if we're in and out of the spirit. Amen. We have to be in the spirit to cast the devil out. Amen. Got to be so if you're not in the spirit, you can't do anything, and the devil know you can't do anything. But it said, and they brought him unto him, and when this man saw Jesus, when he saw Jesus, straightway the spirit tear him and fell on the ground. The spirit got to acting up. Sometimes people act up. Sometimes they see, they don't might not even know. I've had that to happen to me. So even out there to community, sometimes people, they get around, they come around that desk and look like they, sometimes they got a spirit of this baffling spirit, just want to talk you to death. They just start going on and on like they can't hardly stop and all kind of stuff. You know, that's because they sense the spirit in them, sense the spirit in you. Amen. And sometimes they act up. Amen. And then you can be in the congregation. The spirit is in the person. If the evil spirit will act up. From the church where I came from, I done seen a lot of stuff. Amen. Sister Terry can verify that. I done seen a lot of manifestations of spirits and demons in people. And I was sitting up under, as pastor, I sit up under. Amen. He, you know, he was highly anointed. I'm telling you, he's highly anointed. Man of God. And you do not play. When you don't know, your congregation don't need to be playing, chewing gum, kids playing all that when they're casting out spirits. Because they will run and jump until somebody's acting crazy. Amen. Amen. So spirits, amen, this man had a dumb spirit. Amen. That spirit caused that man to not to be able to speak. Amen. Amen. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed in foam. And he asked his father, in other words, how long is it ago since this came unto him? You know, Jesus want to know how long. I mean, not that he didn't know, but he asked, man, how long this child been like this? And how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. So this child was born evidently like that, or somewhere in his childhood where he couldn't speak. He's born like that, or something on that wise. And he said, of a child. And then he began to tell Jesus, he began to say, and oft times it has cast him into the fire. This dumb spirit, this spirit on it would cause this child to fall into the fire. Get burnt. You know, if you fall in the fire, you're going to get burnt. You ain't just going to fall in the fire, you're going to get burnt. So I'm sure this child got burnt. And in the waters. And it said to destroy him. Yep, that's what that spirit was trying to do, destroy him. Can't let him fall, cause him to fall in the water, fall in the fire to destroy him. It's trying to kill him. But he said, if thou canst do anything, that's what he's talking to the master. If you can do anything, Lord, He said, have compassion on us and help us. Or have mercy on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. He didn't say if you cannot believe. He said if you can only believe. He said all things are possible to him that believe it. Verse 24. And it says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And then verse 25 said, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Why was the people running together? Because this spirit in this child was just acting up. They was afraid. You know, if you see somebody acting real wild and crazy, you're going to run. They run. They ran. Because that spirit had them doing some of everything. And it said the spirit cried out. Let me go back up here. And when I'm back 20, verse 25. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. In other words, he stopped that spirit because the spirit was going haywire, crazy. That foul spirit is an evil spirit. Amen. Just like somebody would say, oh, that smell, that's so awful. That's foul. It's a bad, stinky smell. It's a people. When people say people are foul, they're saying that they are foul. That's a wicked person. Foul means to be corrupt, evil, wicked, foul. And it says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf. And not only was this man dumb where he couldn't talk, he was deaf too. That's the spirits that get into people, afflict their body, impair them. There's nothing but spirits, and if there's a man or woman of God, they have the anointing, and God used them, they cast those spirits out. Now, I'm going to go around casting spirits out of everybody, but God knows, you know, who, amen, to have them to do. When they have to be really anointed, they self. Anybody can't lay hands upon you and pray and deliver you of nothing. Amen. We going somewhere with this. Amen. Amen. It said, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Jesus spoke, said, he called, he knew what kind of spirit that was. A lot of times we praying, we don't know what to pray for, as we all too, the Bible say. We don't even know how to identify some of the attacks that come against us. Not all the time. That's why if we pray enough in the spirit, God will let you know. Sometimes he'll put words in your mouth and you find yourself wondering, why did I say that? Why did I say it? Because God's showing you just how to go right to the problem. Amen. Amen. And I just love when the Lord does that. Amen. He'll let you know, call it out. That's what Jesus, he called out. He said, that dumb spirit what kept that child from speaking and deaf. He couldn't talk or hear. So deaf means you cannot hear. Dumb means I cannot speak. So he was deaf and dumb, born like that. And it says, he said, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee. Jesus said, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Verse 26, and the spirit cried. Why did the spirit cry? Because the spirit didn't want to come out. The spirit won't stay there. Amen. You know, just like the man that I believe they had the legion of demons. They want to know, okay, if we're getting cast out, where can we go? They always want to be in body spirits, into people's body. They want to live in something. They can't live outside. They want to live in something so they can control it. Amen? So that's why he was like saying, they cried out because they didn't want to go. They've been with this child, been with this man ever since he was a child. But that man his father had watched Jesus, had enough faith, like, I want my son delivered. I don't want my son keep on being like this. Amen? Amen. It's good to have a praying parent. Amen. The spirit cried out and rent him sore. In other words, he tore him up coming out. Ripped him sore. He came out violently out of the man. I mean, when you rent him sore, means he came out violently because he didn't want to come out. Amen. Amen. How many know God does? He's not just going to use people to be casting devils out of people that people want to keep them. Yeah. Amen. God's not going to be wanting to cast, not going to have nobody cast no devil out if you want it. Yeah. You're going to keep it. Amen? That's right. God's not going to have nobody cast no devil out. This man wanted his son free. And the man didn't have the strength or ability to think probably for himself. So his father was thinking for him. I want my child free. I don't want demons and devils dwelling in my child. Amen. And he watched Jesus' ministry. He knew that Jesus, amen, was the Son of God, and he had that power. Amen. And that power don't come, it comes by, you have to be close to God to be able to do something like that. Amen. I wouldn't even try to dare to attempt to do, lay my hands doing nothing if God ain't telling me to do it. Amen. You better know that God is speaking to you to do something. And people got to want to be free. They don't want to be free. The Lord's not going to free them. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. You see, when God, the Lord wasn't playing, when he told him to come out, he had, them demons had to go. He didn't wrestle with no demons and foam at the mouth. Oh, da, 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 oh, da, I'm praying for sun up, sun down. He said, come out. They spoke a word. Power. Amen. Amen. And the spirits cried out and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one that was dead. The same man that had this demon, this spirit of deaf and dumb spirit, when the Lord spoke for the spirit to come out of him, and they came out of him, valley, one day had wore him out, and he appeared like he was dead. He was just lifeless, because they wore him out coming out. But the Lord knew people around thought he was dead, but he wasn't dead. It says, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. Well, they wore his body out. That's what they did. They wore his body out. And this spirit had lived in him so long, he was just messed up. Amen? And some people can be that way for years. They can be bound and messed up for years, and they just live that way. They think that's normal till they get free. And when God came and freed him. Amen? Praise God. Somebody praise God for that. The Lord freed that man. And it said, and the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him as one as dead. Insomuch that many said, he's dead. Because he fell to the ground, he was lifeless. All them demons, the spirit that lived in him, he was lifeless. And it said, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming into the house, speaking about Jesus, after Jesus did that, he went on to the house. And his disciples asked him privately, why could not we have cast him out? And this, we get into our main point of scripture right here. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Saying all that to say that some things I'm not going to come by for you to be set free and delivered other than by fast and prayer. Some things, your breakthroughs are not going to come. Some things are not going to change in your life like they need to change until you pray and fast. Amen. Some things you can pray and you can see results, and those things that look like is not going, they will not go nowhere till you turn your plate down. Amen. Along with prayer. Amen. And when you're praying and fasting, you got to stay in the spirit. People don't even know how to do that right. Going without food, just to be going without food, is not going to do you no good. Your prayer, you pray and fast. Let me read that clause in. He said unto them, when they came to him, want to ask him, why come we couldn't cast them demons out? He said unto them, this kind, in other words, this kind of power to deliver somebody, it said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by fast prayer and fasting. Some things in my life, in your life, you're not going to get free of. No breakthrough. Nobody can't run no little all over you and pray that that thing will just be there. It'll just linger right there till you say, all right, Lord, what I need to do, help me turn down my plate. Amen. And fast. Amen. And you, they said, Lord, put me on the fast and show me, you know, we're working on these job stuff. God can show you how to take your fast day by day, whatever you need to do. Amen. You want some breakthroughs? You got to do it. Amen. Amen. So it says, and we talk about prayer and fasting. Prayer is nothing but communication with God. It's talking to God. That's all prayer is. Prayer is not what people think it is, what people think, well, I give the Lord a to-do list. Lord, here's my to-do list. This is all my wish list. This is all my desire wish. This is what prayer about. That is not prayer. That's asking. You're asking for things. Amen? But prayer is just simply, I'm communicating with the Lord. I'm getting familiar with him. I'm getting to know him. Amen? You can get saved, born again, get speaking in tongue and all that, and never know how to have a relationship with the Lord. That's why some people don't stay saved. Because somebody told me it's quick fix, and you, now you're saved, you're going to heaven, you're speaking in tongue. But what about your daily life? How are you going to be able to live and make it in this life? You got to know how to live this life. Amen? When the devil's coming up against you, and he's coming up against you, you got to know what to do. You got to know what to do when nobody's there to help you. You need to learn about the Lord to know what to do. Amen? Telling people, I don't believe in that. Telling people they're speaking tongues and get the Holy Ghost and everything is just going to be fine. You just lying to them. It's not. You need to take some time up with them and show them how to live this life. Amen? It's just like the Lord increased our congregation and stuff. It's not for the pastor where everybody else sitting back and just looking and think of the pastor's what I'm supposed to do. The pastor is supposed to speak what God would give them and to the whole congregation and the ones that's walking with God, been walking with God a length of time, need to know and go and help the ones that don't know how to walk with God. Amen? So we're speaking about prayer is communication and communicating with God. Amen. So that is very needful. And fasting. Fasting means to refrain from eating for a period of time. And it's for a purpose. Got to go. Oh, okay. How's we got to go to work? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Be careful. Amen. All right. And fasting is refrain from eating food. Amen. Refrain from eating food for a period of time. For a purpose or for a reason. Amen. It's got to be a reason. We don't just fast and say we just going without food. Amen. We're just going without food. Just be going without food. But it should be a purpose. Amen. You should be fasting for a purpose. I'm fasting, you know, to Lord, I need a fast. Lord, in other words, it's good to ask Lord to give you a fast. Give you a fast. Not just getting up and say, well, you know, I forgot to eat breakfast, so I'm fasting. That's not really a fast. A fast is like I have purpose already. I have a reason why I'm going to fast. In other words, I have a reason, you know, it ain't have to be something that you fast. And you, I need a fast because I need a new car. I need a fast because I need a new house. I need a fast because I need money. That's not, you don't have to fast for stuff like that. You just ask God for stuff like that. But fasting, that I need to get closer to the Lord. I need to be stronger in the Lord. Oh, I need some breakthroughs in my life. That's what fasting. Amen. That, I mean, the other stuff, you can do it yourself. Amen. But to some things that you can't do, that's when you know how to turn your plate down. Amen. And you don't, it's not how long you fast. You don't have to do a praise report or get somebody how long you fast. Amen. You just ask God to give you that fast and you just go for that fast, whatever he's giving you. Amen. And while you're on the fast, stay prayerful while you're on the fast. Amen. Stay prayerful while you're on the fast. Amen. Doing a lot of running back and forth is not good. If you don't have to, you know, doing a lot of talking on the phone, that's not good. Doing a lot of texting, now that's not good. That time's supposed to be between you and the Lord. Amen. Amen. And this is for the set time and the purpose until you come off of it. Amen. And I encourage people, you want to pray while you're on the fast, because if you just go on the fast, amen, it's just like you just went without food. Your purpose is to communicate with God while you're on the fast. This is where if you pray when you're not on one. Amen. To make it productive and look for some results. Amen. It don't, no matter how long you do it, you know, this is like long that you do it. So prayer is communicating with God, to talking to God. Prayer is, and fasting is to refrain from food for a period of time for a purpose and a reason. We just don't go skipping up food, you know, and we don't even have a reason in mind. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just not eating today, and I'm just going on the fast, and I'm coming off in 2 minutes. Amen. Amen. Because it's like that. It's quick, fast, and hurry. And it's not going to be as effective as you stretching it out and praying and doing less other stuff on the fast. When you do a whole lot of other stuff, a whole lot of, you know, talking here, a lot of talking there, a lot of this, you really didn't give God hardly none of your time. Amen. You can be on a job and still, your fast still can be productive if you remember you on that fast while you're on W. You have to go and get with everybody else, do what everybody else do, get in a whole lot of conversation. You still can do it. Yes, God to show you how to do it. Amen. Amen. So, fasting and prayer. And turn to one more scripture and we're going to be done here. Isaiah, the 58th chapter and verse 6. Still talking about prayer and fasting. Amen. And this is a time we really need to do more of it. We might not talk about it a lot, but we do need to do more of it, and we need to do it some this year. God help us to do it more corporately. Amen. We need to do more of it. So everybody's schedule is so different, and we just try to be mindful of that. But we really do. If you don't hear it called out in church, that don't mean you don't need to do it. Wait till it's called. You need to go on. Either if you know somebody is fasting, then you want somebody to go on a fast with you or something. You feel like it. Just ask them, can you go with me on fasting? But you don't wait till you get anybody. You go on by yourself. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes, it's for fasting and prayer because your life and my life depends on it. I mean, that's how serious and important it is to do. When you see how serious and important something to do, you don't care if somebody go with you or not. You're going to go. Because you like this. You don't know like what's going on in my household. Or you don't know what's going on in my life. The trouble I see. So I don't. If you want, somebody asked me to go to this family, but I need to go because I know I need to go. Amen. Verse 6 says, in the 58th chapter, it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? The Lord has chosen a certain type of fast for his people. Not just to be going on it, just to be saying I'm going without food. But they're praying on your fast. It says, is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens? The Lord has chosen the fast, amen, to loose the bands of wickedness. That's what the fast is for. It's to loose the wickedness, whatever wickedness that we're, and not so much that not always this wickedness in somebody else. Sometimes we got wickedness in us. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we might not drink or smoke and cuss and do all the things other people do, but sometimes if we got bad disposition, bad attitude, amen, we get upset with people real quick, amen, we got jealousy, we got strife, we get indifferent, we got bipolar spirits and everything, we got all that, we need to fast it a while. Amen. 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 Because I say some of the people that saved, they may not be on meds, but some of them, they act like it. Amen. You can't be steady in your mind, steady in your emotions. Amen. Something is wrong with that picture. Amen. We all need to we don't need to ask nobody in here. We need to look at ourselves. You see yourself all over the place, and sometimes you with it, sometimes you angry. You don't even know what you're angry at. You need to ask for some help from the Lord. That's a good time to fast. To get them yokes and the wickedness broke off of you. Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens? We feel like we heavy burden. I'm so depressed. I'm so discouraged. I'm so down. Amen. You need to right there stop that eating and go on a fast. Amen. Say, I'm going to get rid of this heaviness. I'm going to get rid of this depression. Amen. And saying undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. Amen. There's a lot of oppressed people around here. Amen. And I'm just talking about in here. I'm just talking about in the world. There's a lot of oppressed people. To be oppressed, it means you are oppressed down. Amen. You got a down spirit. You got a discouraging spirit. Amen. You just down all the time. No sunlight in your life. You just depressed, discouraged all the time. You like that all the time. Oppressed. Everything is sitting on top of you, so to speak. Sitting on your mind. Sitting on. You just oppressed, depressed. Amen. Amen. That's a spirit. Amen. To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. The Lord wants every yoke to be destroyed. Amen. The Bible speaks about then the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. When you fast and pray and things like that, you can break yokes off your own self. Amen. You don't have to wait till you get to church till they sing a song or do a dance or nothing like that. You can get free yourself. Yeah. Amen. You can get free. You be free before you come to church. A lot of people need to fast and pray more, and then the services be more liberated all over the place. A lot of times, the same spirit that's on you that you come in here, you out there where you can bring it right in here and just sit it right down in the chair, and you can tell people, look at people and tell them when they about bound. Amen? Need to be set free. And we all don't stay before the Lord. We all can be all twisted up. I mean, the devil can twist your mind up for real. Amen. Amen. You can wake up in the morning and start your day and don't know how you feel. This feel, don't even know how to call that day. Like you don't woke up on the wrong side of a track. You don't even feel like yourself. You start doing that. You don't supposed to walk around all day and keep feeling like that. You're supposed to go pray. Amen. If God put you, clothed you in your right mind. Amen. Something's off. Amen. So you can set yourself free. Amen. Some may right. Sometimes your body might not feel right. Your body might have you not feeling right. Amen. You lay your hands on yourself. You get in some prayer and God let you know what to do. Amen. Maybe ate too many donuts the night before. Maybe your blood pressure's cry high. Sugar's high. You did it. But God let you know. Remember the donuts you ate all day? That's you did it. Amen. And then you get to pray, he has some mercy on you. Amen. Pull you out of that. Or you can walk around with get up next day with the same film upon you. Amen. So we talk about fasting and prayer. And we all need to do more of it. I need to do more of it. We all need to do more of it. Amen. Keep your mind clear. Fasting will keep your mind clear. Amen. It'll keep your mind clear. And it's even healthy for your body. To let your body, you let your gut have a rest from eating all the time. You'll feel better, amen? You feel more energy, feel more strength, amen? It help you mentally and physically. And the Lord will show you what the problems is that you do, target some areas for you, amen? Sometimes while you're on the fast, you might not see all the results right then. But you will see something from that fast. If God show it to you a day, two later, or he'll show you that fast really did help you. Amen? You don't have no peace, you need to fast. You're being tormented, you need to fast. Amen? Can't seem to get, things done or no directions. Fasting is really good for directions. Because it gives you a clarity. God gives you what he's saying, not what you're saying. A lot of times we pray and ask God for something. We ask God about direction, but we already got our mind made that up, and we don't know if it's God. We think we say it's God, but we're not for sure if it's God. But it's our mind. But you get before the Lord in prayer, amen, he'll just show you something just like you're like, I never see it like that. Amen. So fasting and prayer, I believe we've done. Amen. Fasting and prayer is very vitally important. And the way we fast and pray, that's very important. We're not supposed to be letting people know that we're on the fast. Amen. Not walking around looking like we're on the fast. Wash your face. Amen. Comb your hair and brush your teeth. And you got to eat the toothpaste. There ain't no meal. Just brush it. Just look decent. Amen. I remember a long time ago, the saints, they fast. And I don't know if they seem like they back there. They look like they was fasting or something. I don't know. You get them to it, they mouth smell like KY's. Woo! Some people smell like that now. Not in here today, but I'm just saying. But like KY. How you going to be eating all the time that brush teeth? How you going to do that? They ain't going to brush themselves. You got to brush them teeth. They tell you brush it about two after every meal. Because that's food, that old food get in there and get down in there, amen. In 2 or 3 days, it's going to be awful. Yeah. So you fast and pray, amen. And they anoint the head with oil or whatever. Anoint your face if it looks like it needs some oil. Just shine it up. Look okay on your fast. Don't look like I'm fasting today. Going for about half a meal time about you starving. Nobody's starving. Nobody in here starving. Nobody in the United States all is starving. We don't know what it is. We say we're hungry, but we're not starving. Amen. Well, I'm done. We're through talking about that. Amen. Fasting, prayer.